Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus healing a mute person possessed by a demon and the Pharisees accusing Jesus of demonic collaboration. Today's Bible passage is from Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 to 33. As they were going out, a demoniac who could not speak was brought to him. And when the demon was driven out, the mute person spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." That's Matthew chapter 9, verses 32 to 33.
So let me tell you about this really interesting story from the Bible. It's about Jesus and a person who couldn't speak because of a demon. See, this person was brought to Jesus, and when he drove out the demon, the person suddenly started speaking. Can you imagine the amazement of the crowds? They had never seen anything like it before. But here's where things get a little controversial. The Pharisees, who were the religious leaders of that time, had a different opinion. They claimed that Jesus was able to cast out demons because he was in league with the prince of demons. Now let's pause for a moment and talk about what Christians believe about demon possession. According to Christian beliefs, true believers cannot be possessed by demons. Why? Well, because they have the Holy Spirit living inside them. You can think of the Holy Spirit as a bouncer at a club, keeping all the demonic influences at bay. However, Christians do acknowledge that believers can still be attacked or afflicted by these spiritual forces in the world. There's an ongoing spiritual war happening, and believers aren't immune to its effects. It's kind of like being caught in the crossfire, even if you're wearing the armor of God. But let's shift our focus back to the story. Here we have Jesus, the Son of God, displaying his authority over the supernatural realm by casting out demons. And let me tell you, he did it in such a way that everyone was left in awe. The crowds couldn't believe what they had just witnessed. It was something extraordinary, something unparalleled. This was a true display of Jesus' power and authority. Of course, there were always skeptics. The Pharisees, who tended to be critical of Jesus, dismissed his miracles. They came up with this explanation that Jesus was able to drive out demons because he had made some sort of pact with the prince of demons. It was their way of trying to explain away Jesus' power and authority. But beyond the skepticism and the controversy, this story serves as a powerful reminder of Jesus' authority and compassion. It shows us his ability to bring freedom and healing to those who are oppressed and suffering. When we come across stories like this, it's important to take a moment to reflect on their deeper meaning. You see, it's not just about the supernatural or the miraculous. It's about hope, redemption, and the power of love triumphing over darkness. Regardless of our beliefs, this story offers comfort and reminds us of the incredible things that can happen when we put our trust in something greater than ourselves.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the story of Jesus casting out a demon, we are reminded of your infinite power and compassion. We thank you for the assurance that your authority reigns supreme over all things, including the spiritual realm. In moments of skepticism and doubt, help us to hold fast to our faith in your sovereignty. Grant us the wisdom to discern truth from falsehood and the courage to stand firm in your word. May we never waver in our trust in you, knowing that your love and protection surround us always. Just as Jesus brought freedom and healing to the oppressed, we pray for your intervention in our lives and in the lives of those who are suffering. Grant us the strength to overcome the spiritual battles we face and the grace to extend your love and compassion to others. Guide us, O Lord, in your ways of righteousness and truth. May your presence be our comfort and your light our guide as we journey through life. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you always. May his light illuminate your path, his love envelop your heart, and his strength uphold you in every moment. Farewell, and may you continue to walk in faith and grace. Goodbye, friends.